With a line on Agriculture Report, this is Lori Boyer for the Ag Information Network. Cattle producers may be enjoying record profits this year, but University of Illinois beef specialist Travis Mater says that now is not the time to overextend on high-priced breeding stock. He warns that buying cows at the top of the market carries long-term financial risk, especially with a herd cycle expected to eventually turn.
If you're going to buy a high-priced cow, you need to sell a high-priced cow. And so if we're doing that, looking at cow depreciation and that curve, that cow really, the significant depreciation that occurs is late in life. And so we just have to manage that. And we know if you buy a cow for a high price at the point of the lowest inventory, then waiting for that cow to be 8, 9, 10 years old and selling her at the point where we've recovered the most numbers and sell at the highest inventory of the cycle, that's a great way to lose money. But if we're cognizant of appreciation and depreciation, we can keep these heifers. We can turn them into bred heifers that are profitable next year. We can make young cows, and we can sell good priced young cows and still be profitable here in the years to come.
Mater says producers who pay premium prices today could find themselves holding expensive cows once inventory is rebuilt and prices soften, making it harder to recover those upfront costs. I'm Lori Boyer for the Ag Information Network. For the Ag Information Network, I'm Lori Boyer.